The meteorite landed in the middle of the yard. Seemed off in the distance, but it wasn't too far. The dirt up in the air took its time to hit the ground. Then we inched up closer to the edge of the mound. And then they came around. Their mouths were open while they sucked the salty air, blinking too slow with nothing in their stare. One said slowly that he'd take it with a heave. We said sorry, we'd already named it Steve. We asked for them to leave. This is the story of how we kept the middle part of Steve. To our surprise, they just wouldn't go away, so we shrugged our shoulders and upon the porch we stayed. They attacked our meteorite with many minor picks. We had no choice but to fend them off with sticks.
What?
That's right, sticks. Eventually, they took some pieces away, so it never would again be so wide. But what remained, we thought we'd like to have stay, and we took the rest of him inside.
Story of how we
kept the middle part of Steve.
How we
kept the middle part of Steve.
How we
kept the middle part of Steve.
How we
kept the middle part of Steve.